Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It's Hagman Report for today, Thursday, July 6th, 2023. People ask, you know, when's all this stuff going to come down? When's the collapse going to happen? It's already happening. Have you not noticed? Haven't you looked around? The collapse, we are already in a free-fall collapse. When are we going to be at war? We're already at war. Not only with each other, but proxy war with Russia. In fact, I would argue a not-so-proxy war with Russia, a de facto war with China, and all of the vassal states therein. You know, today's program will give new meaning to surfing the apocalypse. The title for today, of course, is Russian Poseidon Autonomous Nuclear Torpedoes Give New Meaning to Surfing the Apocalypse. With me is Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com is his website. You know the man. You've heard him on every platform out there. I'm sure from InfoWars to this platform to his own QFL, his intelligence briefings, as well as the QFiles 2.0. Folks, go to SteveQuayle.com, go to Gen 6, just go to SteveQuayle.com. From there, you can go everywhere. There are links to all of the other satellite websites. Get his private briefings about the truth about what's really going on. Get his 2.0, QFiles 2.0. Daniel Holdings, fantastic as well, to supplement all of that. The intellectual products, the books, the DVDs, all there at SteveQuayle.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. With me right now, not one second more am I going to take from his time, Steve Quayle. Steve, how are you?
Good, Doug. Good to be on with you and good to be back with you. Today's broadcast is so important because, ladies and gentlemen, what Doug just stated in the opening statements of this broadcast, it couldn't be more true. We are at war. And all of the mainstream media, and I call them MSATM, mainstream accessories to murder media, are absolutely doing the same thing to provoke World War III, a nuclear war with Russia that we watched happen with Donald Trump. The identification, vilification, nullification, and destruction by the 13th rule in Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. Now, I want to state something. President Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, I apologize for the mispronunciation, and also the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov have gone overboard to demonstrate their weapon superiority, to try and back this thing down from going nuclear. And what they have done, the mainstream press, only in the Western world, by the way, this isn't in the Indian press, and India's got, you know, quite a few people, India and China, half the world's population. But in the West, controlled by the Western banking elite, there's a perpetual vilification of President Putin. There's a perpetual vilification of, again, Foreign Minister Lavrov and present Defense Minister Dmitry Medvedev. So why is it, Doug, and this is a real question, why is it the same process that destroyed this country, in my opinion, that is now trying to foment, as the United States put us into a proxy war with a military that has committed milicide, that's military suicide, why is it that knowing the effectiveness, the destructiveness, and the demonstration of Russia's superior weapons? Now, I want to make it clear. If you tell the truth in America, you're either considered, what, a fear porn monger, blah, 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 a Russian agent. Why don't you go back to Russia? Well, why don't you realize Russia is not Soviet Russia or communist Russia? And why don't you realize that Western Christianity is being destroyed in the West? Europe? Oh, yeah. How about the United States? Oh, yeah. At the same time, Russia's maintaining its Western, not communist, but Western historic roots. And I want everybody to understand this. Unless you understand the Russian Revolution, shut the hell up and tell me that, and quit saying I'm a Russian agent. I'm just saying that. I believe Jesus' words, and blessed are the peacemakers. I can't stop World War III, and nor would I, because I believe Russia has been raised up to judge America. We are seeing, Doug, the literal unfolding of all the evil with Jim Caviezel and the others and child sex trafficking, your recent guests. I believe this is God's final resting his case against the former United States, which is now revealed to be what's been all along, and that's Mystery Babylon.
Amen. Steve, in my view, what we're seeing right now, in my opinion, is we've got a group of psychopaths running this country, along with the sociopaths that are right there with them. They love death. They're in love with death, whether it's infanticide, whether it's war, regardless, they're in love with death. Killing us and culling the population, you know, and I've had people on like Dr. Rima LeBeau and others stating this agenda, this very same agenda you're pointing out now, and what's happening right now as we stare down the barrel of a. Can you stare down a torpedo barrel? I don't know, but that's what we're doing and other Western nations are doing as well. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and I would like, Eric, if you put up the warning that people are getting when they go to my website. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm like so many others, but when you see this come up, when you try to go to stevequayle.com, this is a lie. This is an interception of people trying to get. I mean, I got to say this, I wouldn't be getting this, and it's I'm not trying to steal anybody's information, but this is what people are getting. So when you get that, understand it's real-time censorship. So just click and go ahead. If you choose not to, that's your business. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, but today, and please, folks, don't fall for this crap. You know what they're trying to do. Steve's website, look, I know a lot about Steve's website, and I know a lot about Steve. That's not a fake website. Just go ahead and continue through. That's right. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, again, the reason why, in essence, that appears is we saw the abomination of desolation, the entity that said America's the greatest country in the world, and we intend to change all that. You've watched your country destroyed since that entity spoke those words. And now we're talking about one of the most sophisticated, genius-level weapons ever designed by humans. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, the Poseidon autonomous nuclear war-headed torpedo that has 100 megaton throw weight or explosive factor. To give you background on this, when the Russians exploded the Tsar Bomba, it was a 50 megaton. It was actually 100, but they could dial the yield back. And the only reason they dialed the yield back is they had to release it out of a bomber, the Tsar Bomba. And then they had to make sure that the pilot could get out of the blast wave. And that's why they didn't go for the 100 megaton explosion. But right now, and Eric, if you would put that article up about Great Britain, I have been fighting with the powers that be, and I won't go into the detail. Doug knows some of it, but when you tell the truth, it's a dangerous thing to tell the truth. Now, for the first time, and remember, the U.S. military says this doesn't exist, and this being the Poseidon autonomous nuclear torpedo. First of all, Britain closed the waters off its east coast July 4th, looking for Russian Poseidon torpedo. Hal Turner grabbed this off of one of the news feeds that I'm going to take you to when I explain why this is such a big deal. It's interesting. Well, Britain was, I'm told, listen, all I'm telling you is what I'm told. Well, Britain is searching for this. The feedback in the West, and I think it was NATO, is saying, oh, those things don't exist. They certainly do. And so this is a critical story. And Eric, would you just scroll up a little bit? The people that have been on my private briefings for a couple of years now and the Q Files podcast, and I've done a couple shows with Doug on this, when they close the airspace, when they close the sea space, and they go into grids and they basically are looking, remember this, the word autonomous, it means that the nuclear torpedo with a 100-megaton warhead can sense all of the incoming signals looking for it. This, and I want to make a statement. I have never watched a lie come out of President Putin's lips when it comes to, and I only pay attention to weapon systems, the advanced nature of Russia. When they said they had the Kinzhal, you know, hypersonic missiles, yes, they did, and yes, they do. When I was talking, Doug, and I'm just telling everybody, when I was talking about the Russians have electronic warfare dominance, that is an absolute fact. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, this country made war on Jesus Christ. The Bible declares, Jesus declares, he's the way, the truth, and the life. So anything that's contrary to the word of God and the life, L-I-F-E, and the truth, T-R-U-T-H, is going to be hated, it's going to be vilified, and it's going to be destroyed, except for the grace of God protecting us. Now, why? Eric, if you'll put the next thing up, I think I sent you a video. Doug, can we play 2 minutes of that video I sent on the specific Belgorod submarine? I don't know if you guys know which one that is. I think it was a YouTube. In essence, the very denial by, quote, I hate to use the word, the pretending Defense Department, is the denial of this is only contextually embraced by they want it or they are absolutely terrified of it to happen. The British get it.
By the way, we do have that video at the ready. So all you got to do is say play and we'll play it. So
as you know, Captain whatever on Star Trek, make it so.
Make it so. Eric the Tech, thank you.
The submarines of the Project 636 are divided into 6 compartments. The first is the torpedo one. In addition to the warhead, the mess hall and the officers' cabins are located here. The second is the central compartment. Here is the central post, the brain of the submarine. The third compartment is residential. It includes cabins for the crew to rest, a galley, a shower. In the fourth compartment, there are diesel generators with the help of the fifth, the electric compartment. It is no coincidence that NATO calls it a black hole. The maximum depth of the boat's dive is 330 yards. The whole crew consists of 52 people. Divers can be on autonomous navigation for 45 days in a boat, measuring about 81 yards in length and 11 yards in width. The maximum ammunition includes 4 missiles, 18 torpedoes, and 24 mines. This diesel-electric submarine with a complex of missile torpedo weapons still has no analogs in the world. This became possible thanks to a modern navigation system and an automated information management system. The crew receives instructions from the shore without surfacing and can perform the task with great precision. In the 1950s, the feature of sound transmission through different layers of water was calculated. The frequency of wave oscillations depends on the density and temperature. This was called an underwater sound channel. The natural noise of the sea is a hindrance to the operation of the hydroacoustic means of the submarine. The best thing in these subtleties is the natural hydroacoustics. Its task is to detect and maintain both underwater and surface targets. The hydroacoustic complex can track 15 objects at once.
Each ship or submarine has its own characteristic sounds. If it is a civil surface ship, there will be its diesel engine. If it is a combat surface ship, it is a turbine. Well, as for the submarine, it is underwater. The characteristic noise will be an electric motor.
This is a work for a man with a sensitive ear. In the sea,
hey, Doug,
all
we can
sounds
go ahead
are
and
heard
stop
differently.
It there. Thank you, Eric, and thank you. Because what I want people to understand, whereas the availability of this technology, the presentation of this technology, I can tell you this. I spend a lot of my time daily and nights talking to people that were submariners, that were engineers, that are nuclear physicists, a lot of different people. And some of them have multifaceted crossover. But what I want people to understand is this. When Britain took it seriously that all of their threats against Russia were met by Medvedev's statement, there's two ways to end this war, either by negotiation or nuclear war. That's actually brilliant. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, he's been more accurate in defining the biblical relevance of the hour than the Christians who are silent. And Doug, you know this, since we started talking together in our, 20 years ago or whatever it's been, the absolute denial of even prophecy or the relevance of prophecy has been predominant. And anytime we would talk about it, whether I was on your show, you were on my show, or we're doing whatever we were doing together, that people just can't live with the truth. So let's talk about what it is. People will argue over, do they have the technology, rather than say, if they're showing this, all this technology, what are the ramifications? Denial of this technology, along with the Kinzhal hypersonic nuclear weapons, is not the ramifications, but another word I'm going to share with you, the damnifications, okay? Those are the absolute ramifications, that which results from damnifications. People have got to understand we're living in the context of the end. Now, the Satanists believe that. They believe they're going to rule and reign and kill all the Christians, and we're going to all as human beings be liquidated, and they, Lucifer, and they, his servants, fallen angels and earth puppets, are going to rule the world. Wrong. But let's talk about now what is going to happen. Eric, if you put up that one visual I sent you, I'm sorry, graphic, of the submarine being able to generate, it's kind of almost, it's an artist's sketch, but generating the, the tidal wave, the tsunami. And these originally, torpedoes were called tsunami bombs, not accurate, but that's what they were called. Ladies and gentlemen, people are arguing, is it going to be a 1,000-foot high tidal wave? Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a 1,500-foot tidal wave. They're missing 2 points. It's going to be higher than the average. Yeah, thank you, Eric, and leave it up there for a minute. It's going to be higher than the average altitude, especially in the British Isles, with the exception of their mountains. So this is what got the British riled, and rightly so. Kudos to them. And it's no longer hypothetical. It's no longer scare tactics. It's no longer fear porn. It's reality. And see, Doug, again, what's interesting, people will, first of all, deny the technology exists. I don't. Second of all, they'll accuse President Putin when he tells the truth. It doesn't matter because the press has vilified him. And I got to tell you something. I stand with the truth. I stand with the truth. Most Christians stand with a partisan attitude, but we're to stand for the truth. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus said the whole world lies. It doesn't tell the truth, and it lies under the spell of the evil one. The ultimate goal, and this is something I do not know how to get any clearer to anyone, is the extinction of humanity. It's the annihilation of mankind. It's the end of mankind. So right now, the British are worried about one, and I'm being told there's two. Now, why would anybody tell me this stuff? Well, evidently, the people that want to mess with me know I'm saying something. They want you to believe a lie that caused you to go to sleep and die. That's the bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no honoring of humanity in the United States of America. We are enemies of humanity. We sexually mutilate our children. We sell them into sex slavery. We sell them into occult sacrifice. We're and Ukraine, by the way, figures into this. They're the body parts or the not only body parts, but they're also the organ harvesting dispensary for the whole world. So what we're watching is a denial of truth. We're watching a denial of technology, and the liars are blaming the Russians and casting them and castigating them as if they're the ones that don't tell the truth. Well, I just categorically reject that. And I've said it before, a man that does right in the sight of the Lord, just measures. We're watching the destruction of the U.S. dollar. I'm going to get back on the torpedoes in a minute. But we're watching the destruction of the U.S. dollar. We're watching the takedown of false weights and balances. We're watching the destruction of the U.S. military from within. And now we're watching sanctimonious sanctions that have cut off the U.S. military and the U.S. military-industrial complex from acquiring the raw materials they need to make more weapons, to make more bombs, to make more high-tech stuff, to make more money. That whole thing's interrupted by these sanctions. So only a country, in my opinion, bent on the suicide and the millicide of its people would be behind this. Now, back to the torpedoes. The torpedoes are also placed on the East Coast, West Coast, and Gulf Coast. Again, Doug, and I want to share this and feed this back. They have autonomy. In other words, they have programs. In other words, President Putin didn't lie. He says he who has control of the AI battlefield has control, wins the war. So these things are integrating different protocols. You see, in America, if you tell the truth, the devil and the lying press, whore media, prostitutes, whatever it is, vomit brokers, my favorite. But the point being is that people have got to understand this is not kidding. Go ahead, Doug.
Wow. Well, first of all, it's interesting that you brought Ukraine into this, because Ukraine, as we all know, and as we've been saying since day one, you go back to the Maidan Revolution and how that was choreographed by the Obama regime, the intelligence community, and even members of the Bush administration. But Ukraine is the playground of the globalists, money laundering, organ harvesting, children, child sex trafficking, period, human trafficking and smuggling. You've got all of that combined now, bringing it back over, and that right now being our, I think, Steve, that this is our modern day Cuban Missile Crisis. Is that understating it, overstating it?
That's way understating it. Okay.
All right.
There's a difference between a crisis that could lead to war, and that would have been the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the actual crisis we're at war.
Okay.
One was leading to where we are now, and never got there. But where we are now, Doug, makes a Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, child's play. But yet the children play and they sing. And I'm talking about the entire U.S. population. We should, as Gerald Celente says, I agree with Gerald. Where are those preachers calling for peace, but not peace at giving in to hell's demands, but standing up for Jesus's call for us to be the salt of the earth? You see, I don't believe you can have peace without Jesus, but I want to really cover the Belgorod submarine, okay? They call it a black hole for a reason, you know? There are reports of that submarine absolutely surfacing. Here we go with one of my infamous hand puppets, but the surface of water, U.S. aircraft carrier, Belgorod submarine surfacing, then submerging, and the aircraft carrier loses it. It cannot be tracked. If you can't track something, you can't kill it. And kill it in their world means, you know, make it ineffective, blow it out of the water.
We have nothing to track those, right?
Yes, and we have nothing to equal those, okay?
All right.
So now let's talk about this. The ramifications and the damnifications. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's not a swear word. Some of you get so caught up in words that you can't see. We're talking about something that is so present. We're talking about something, one wrong decision from one click away. I'm just going to use my sat phone as an example. Keypad, bam, wham, it's on and it's over in less than an hour. And by the way, the Bible's very clear. Mystery Babylon, and I believe, and if you want to argue, go ahead and argue, but you cannot define any other nation in the world right now that fits the category of Mystery Babylon better than the United States. And when I heard...
I just want to say this to the Belgorod submarine, largest sub built in 30 years, and it's said to be armed with 6 Poseidon nuclear torpedo drones. That from the article, I just want to make sure that got into the conversation. Go ahead.
Well, and that's really important. And again, the thing is that the information's there, but the denial. And Doug, what in the world, and what in the world, it's obviously by design, what can we say about a nation, the United States, trying to provoke a war with Russia, with China at the same time, running out of ammunition because it's all gone to the Ukraine? And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. This is beyond the Kemper has no clothes. This is basically the emperor has no clothes and he's dangling over the precipice of hell. And, you know, neither situations are good. But we're talking about a technology that's real, that's proven, that exists, and now is in place. Now, in addition to 3 on the West Coast, 3 on the East Coast, I'm talking in America now, of this torpedo, the Poseidon, interesting Poseidon, you know, if you look up your Greek mythology, you'll find out, yeah, you're brought into the war between the fallen angels and humans. You're brought into the war between the Titans and the Olympians. And I don't have time to go there right now. But what I'm saying is this, we're not in a Cuban Missile Crisis. This is not a crisis. This is an active declared battlefield. And the United States has rejected every request to sit down and come to an agreement just to honor the original agreement that NATO wouldn't expand to Russia's western border and they wouldn't expand east. So now it's really important, I think, that we deal with this right now. The 3 most important targets in the Pacific, this is known, this is no secret stuff, but our Hawaii, because of the Pacific Missile Theater Range, Command, Control, and Communication Center on the island of Kauai. Also, Guam, look up what Guam is, and Diego Garcia. Interesting, Doug. So what's happening is, I would say this, as the West is focused on its madness of thinking it can just throw superior amounts of men and materials, et cetera, at Russia and win, can't do it. Russia's infrastructure is complete. When I got into the prep business, this is really important. This isn't an old guy telling stories. But my entire presentation was based on one thing, is if any nation can shelter their people, and at any point that nation that can shelter their people and industry, I'm talking 35 years ago, Doug, that nation will not be assured of destruction under the mutual assured destruction policy. It will survive. And so this is something that everybody thinks that, you know, basically we can just, you know, spit at our enemies. I saw a picture, by the way. I don't know if you saw it. I know we could find it. But it was Kim Jong-un and his military commanders looking at a big screen TV, and they were looking at the pronoun people, the woke military. Did you see that?
I did not.
No, it was great. And they were laughing their whatever the word for posteriors in Korean is off. I mean, they were pointing. I mean, I was going, does anybody understand this? Can anybody see that picture in my mind? And if we can find it, it was on a very, very prominent article. I remember I posted on my website. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on record as saying, I don't know, Doug, what, 7-10 years ago now, before God allows Russia, and then I said in China, to destroy the United States, He's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. Do you know what kind of flack I got from that? Let me say this. If everybody's a duck hunter in the United States, I felt like the lone duck, you know? And I just wanted to tell everybody to quack off. Can't resist.
I love it.
But the bottom line is we're at this point now. So in essence, denial is equal to death. And we're in the hottest war. And just because, now, let me explain what's going on in Ukraine as it's been presented to me, okay? Ukraine has certain points they have to facilitate or accomplish before they'll be allowed into NATO. The reason why it's such a big deal, if Ukraine is brought into NATO, then NATO can declare Article 5, which means Ukraine's under attack, so therefore all NATO participants have to come to the aid of Ukraine against Russia. You know, keep in mind, through this whole process, Lavrov, Medvedev, and President Putin, who are absolutely trying, and look, listen, you know what? It's strange. You almost have to apologize for the truth nowadays. But all lies are just accepted, you know. Go have some more Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Wrong, you know. The point is that we're in a I'd say this: we are in a psychotic, psychopathic bubble of denial, and thinking somehow we can be spectators. And I will say this again: I think on my website, on my photo of the day, I've kept it up for months, but it was a statement of Dmitry Medvedev of the relevance of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. And I don't know if you can find that, Eric. It's on my, I think, photo of the day page. And I've made the statement, I stand by it. When I heard Patriarch Kirill make the statement, that's the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, and by the way, I'm not Russian Orthodox, but when I heard him tell the truth, Doug, have you not heard me for years talk about Ichabod is written over the doors of American churches?
Of course.
Ichabod, meaning the glory of the Lord is departed?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And when I heard him say Ichabod, and leave that up, Eric, if you wouldn't mind, Ichabod is written over America, I thought, there is the word of the Lord. I can't say, you know, everything he says I agree with, and I'm not, you know, I don't even know enough about Russian Orthodox practices. But when I heard that, it struck such a chord in my heart, you know, and this is the image, and this is, you know, Dmitry Medvedev, I apologize, I can't pronounce his word right. The reason why I struggle is I asked a Russian waitress who was a good friend of mine in a local restaurant, how do you pronounce her name? And she was Russian. She said, Medvedev. Well, I go, that my mouth doesn't even move in that way. So, but what I want people to understand, here is the former Russian president, who, by the way, I have admiration for his candor and his biblical knowledge. This isn't a forecast, but what's already in play, the horsemen of the apocalypse are galloping ahead, and we can only look towards God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, compare that and contrast it to the heinous statements coming from the demon rats and the Republican whores and the chicken manure politicians, congressmen, and senators who have decided to make war on God. And I say this, any Republican that doesn't challenge Democrats on their platform of an anti-God warfare, and Doug, am I being clear? I mean, that's a profound statement from the, and we only get, you know, basically the pronouns, and we only get the most evidential crime family in the history of America, La Cosa Nostra. I mean, the Sicilian mafia, they take back seats to these crews. And I want to tell everybody this. I know people that get messages to me. I don't know them, but they get messages to me. I want to be very clear. And they say, Steve, you guys in America are really stupid. Well, there's no complaint on my part. We're not talking about 10 million, 30 million. We're not talking about 300 million. The cartel out of Washington that's, you know, cocaine on their mind, you know, is absolutely in the billions of dollars in kickbacks. Do you understand what I'm saying, Doug? And am I clear?
I don't think you can be more clear. And I'll tell you, yes, yes. You know, and the thing about Americans being stupid, okay, I was looking at the British press about this cocaine found in the White House. All right. You got to be kidding me to how Americans can believe, for example, one story, what was found in a common area, tour area, if you will, or an area that was not exclusive to Hunter and Joe and crew. You know, they're laughing at us. And it's our media. It's our, as you say, vomit brokers. I think that's so appropriate, that are trying to convince us otherwise. Don't believe our lying eyes or our own brains. You're absolutely right. And yes, you're looking at a criminal regime that would make any organized crime ring, mafia ring, blush. Go ahead, sir.
You know, we see the horrors of the child trafficking. And I'm asking everybody again, be praying imprecatory prayer for Jim Caviezel. I don't know of any man in my personal life I respect more than that guy. You know, what an amazing heart for Jesus. What an amazing testimony. But he's on record as already saying the CIA is trying to kill him. So everyone that believes in Jesus Christ, look up imprecatory prayer and pray it against anybody that tries to come against him. Excuse me, that God will strike him dead. Well, then where's that in my Bible? Yeah, probably between Genesis and Revelation. You know, the thing that's critical is that we're not recognizing, number one, the battle, number two, the nature of the fight, and number three, we don't appropriate the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God. But at the same time, I remember, you remember Doug, Greg Evenson's great statement. He had his Bible in one hand and his, this makes me always smile and be happy, and his 45 in the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He was ready with his weapons of warfare, but don't try and stop him from presenting his weapons of warfare, because the man was a gifted Green Beret and he knew what he was doing.
Modern day Nehemiah. Modern day
Nehemiah. Thank you. That's better. So let me, I want to share with you, the torpedo technology is real. We've put up enough, and you know, I don't know how you link to stuff on your postings, but the point that people have got to understand is that in less time than we could get our first missile off, 9 major tsunamis against the United States could be underway.
Radioactive tsunamis.
Yeah, radioactive. Thank you. Most people think radioactivity is like sugar you put on the cereal. Well, just take potassium iodide. See, even the realm of nuclear physics in America has been, I should say this, trivialized. If you don't understand Zechariah 14:12, and this is the plague that the Lord will smite the nations in that day, and it doesn't just apply to Jerusalem. Their tongues will melt in their mouth, their eyes. The Raiders of the Lost Ark, still, we showed it before. We don't need to go there. But here's the crisis in Ukraine right now. And this is the timing signal so everyone can get a feel for it. Here is what, I'm going to read this. Regarding the crisis in Ukraine, it's far from over, and the danger window actually increases as the time for the next big NATO meeting arrives. And here's why. It's the first full NATO meeting that the Ukraine was ever invited to, number one. Number two, they are stating that it's also the meeting in which one of the three things must be shown by the Ukraine. In other words, Doug, this is their selling their soul to the devil, which they already have. Significant progress in the USA-NATO planned counteroffensive, or a false flag event, keep in mind, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. In essence, I'll just cut through the crap. The bottom line is, if you do not initiate a false flag blowing up the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which they'll blame on Russia, then you're not going to get into NATO. And that's the only way that Ukraine can win against Russia. And by the way, they cannot win against Russia. I correct myself. They cannot win against
it. That's correct. And that power plant's under Russian control.
Yes.
And I believe Russia has title deed to that power plant based on its location. I could be wrong on that, but the fact is, Russia would not benefit by that destruction of that plant. But go ahead.
Absolutely. And see, that's why, who was it? I mean, it's been repeated by hundreds of people, but one of the Nazis, and remember this, I wrote a book called, Empire Beneath the Ice, and we're running out of these, and Doug, I want to just share.
Oh, I love that book, yeah.
Yeah, on all my books, but how the Nazis won World War II, they're attempting to win World War III. They never died and went away, and that's a whole other story. But listen to this. The other third thing we're talking about, false flag, or they have to have an effective counteroffensive. You cannot win against a superior armed force. You can't do it. So basically, they're just throwing the Ukrainians into the front lines, and they're allowing their troops to be decimated. But the third thing is what is most problematic, an actual nuclear event on Russian soil. Let me just sanctify that and get right to the bottom. That means we must see, and this is NATO's demand, we must see a nuclear event on Russian territory. Now, that can be a false flag, too. And most people don't understand. And I hired a guy who used to work for me that worked at Los Alamos. I mean, I just was in that world for a long time. I was not a physicist. I'm not one now. But God has been so faithful, so faithful. But, Doug, it's like everybody's looking at a political solution to a spiritual problem. Well, I really like what this guy's saying. I don't. I want to hear what King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus saying. And Jesus said, when he returns, will he find faith in the earth? My answer to the Lord is nope. And I'm sorry. Someone said, well, how can you make that statement? I said, simple. Jesus is asking a question that even is concerning to him. And I'm not going to try and out. And this is being a little bit facetious, but I'm not trying to outthink the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm just trying to answer a question. Because if I said yes, and the Lord would say, well, where do you see it, Steve? I'd say, you win. And I think that's important. Every question that Jesus asks is really an open-ended question, outside of those that are determined by the God the Father's revelation and Jesus's love and all the words he's spoken. But listen to this. This is the final, and because I know we're getting short on time, I'm reading it, okay? What is required of the Ukraine in order to achieve NATO membership? And Russia's on record as saying, you guys invoke NATO Article 5, every target in the United States, fair game. Every target in Western Europe, every NATO capital, fair game. And again, the technology is there to do it. Russia has full-scale electromagnetic warfare dominance. That's not a lie. It's a demonstrable. I can take you to newspaper articles or internet articles. The Donald S. Cook being dead in the force, dead in the water three times. The HMS, whatever the latest British aircraft carrier, I used to call that HMS, dead in the water. And all of the open sources saying that the communications have gone out over the Ukraine, or the satellites no longer can get real-time imagery. As we're talking, Doug, fiber optics cables are being cut, both from the West Coast to Asia, and also one of the main ones from the West, East Coast to Europe. So here's the in closing on this subject. If significant progress only, but no nuclear event, Ukraine might get more weapons and things. They're even being warned, we may not give you any more. In essence, they're saying, if you don't pull the trigger and initiate World War III, this is my interpretation, you're not going to get anything more from us. Well, what happens and how does everything, here's a question for you. I'll turn it right over to you. How can we replenish weapons that we no longer have in our, quote, stockpile? We don't have the raw materials, when we're dependent upon other nations for sub-assemblies, when we don't even have the manufacturing capabilities of the United States, which have been destroyed. They were sent over to China by the whores who are the techno whores that are now the techno zillionaires. So how can we, Doug, build up our reserves? Or would you maybe say there's evidence there's no intent to?
the latter, because you'd have to be completely stupid or evil or both. I don't know. But no, there's no way that we can replenish that which we don't have the raw material for. So, or the capability to even manufacture, even if we had the raw material. So that's been sold by the psychopaths by the people who love death and war and destruction. We've been sold out. It's gone.
Gone. And so I hope in all the things that I'm talking about with you today, that people understand this is not the Cuban Missile Crisis, that people understand the laissez-faire attitude, the cavalier attitude. You know, we're going to go kick. No, you're not going to go kick. The U.S. military is, let's just say this, it is what it is before the eyes of the world. And if we can find that Korean, but it goes beyond that. The prophet Jeremiah is so clear about the nations that go to war against God becoming a hissing in the nostrils of the nations around them. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it really is important. And I want everybody who is a believer or claims to be, or you call yourself, to go read Jeremiah 50:51, but pray and ask Jeremiah the 50th chapter, Jeremiah 51st chapter, and ask God, Lord, does this apply to the United States of America? Because, Doug, I'm hearing evangelists, well, I don't know, that's what they call themselves, that are still saying, basically, we're going to have the greatest revival in the history of the world. We're going to turn this nation around. We're going to take this nation back. The nation they're talking about turning around, taking back, is gone forever. And if the freedom of the press, gone, freedom of speech, going, the only thing that stands between us and the absolute destruction of our entire genetic lineage as humans and our familial family lineage is the Second Amendment. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you find it interesting that the demon rats and the Republic whores are absolutely trying to bring back more disarmament while you've got cartels at war with the United States on the southern border? While we've got real, quantifiable 500,000 Chinese military in civilian clothing within the country, the armies of the Antichrist within our borders, the takedown and takeover, the destruction of our veterans, the destruction of our military, the castigation and the casting out of any of the military, the brave men and women who refused to take the clot shot and the rot shot and the BS shot. The Lancet, the British medical thing, like equivalent to the Journal of American Medicine, just said 75% of all the deaths that are happening attributed to COVID are from the vaccine. Did you see that article, Doug?
Yes. And the accompanying, not just the article, but the reports. Yes, absolutely. People have to wake up to this. Go ahead.
Okay, now the final thing, and how much time do we have?
We've got 10 minutes.
Okay. In the event of one or more nuclear events occurring before the meeting, then Ukraine is elevated to full NATO members with a pre-prepared Article 5 document, which will be voted on by a force vote, and World War III, full unrestricted attacks with any weapons anytime, will commence. That's what Russia's saying. In addition, now here, this is interesting. I'll tell you how we found this out. In addition, and this, by the way, is courtesy of Science Guy, and anybody who has ever received the private briefings, I will stand by this statement. You guys, and it's by subscription basis only, $149 a year, have better intel briefings twice a week than I guarantee you the White House gets, because even those who are still semi-loyal know, and Doug, everything is open source. But it's open source to the fact that no one cares to even go and look at the open source, and Science Guy lived in this world. So, by the way, multiple PhDs, but the point is that we're telling you what's going to happen. Now, this was in the glyphs, GLYPHS. In addition, if Zelensky fails to deliver one or more of the items listed above, his life and the lives of his high command are forfeited by order of Lucifer via Biden and Stoltenberg of NATO. Well, I don't believe that. Yeah, I'm sure you don't. And Doug, again, I just want to address the GLIP project. I simply, you know, because of the grace of God in providing some of the smartest linguists around the world, their supercomputer time, I just ran out of money. They donated their time. This is not a pitch. This is not a request for money. I want to make that clear. I can't do everything any longer at once. Obviously, you know, by the grace of God, I didn't drop dead of a heart attack, whatever, a month ago. But I want to share something. All of that exercise over years and $1 million, you know, was to be able, in essence, to warn the people of God that would listen. And I want to share this. I wish I could turn it loose, but because of all that has to happen, of 500,000, and this goes on still to the people that are working in the background, they told me, no, don't sweat the money. I'm going, but listen, brothers and sisters, I believe in the servants are worthy of his hire. So, you know, in essence, I can't keep anything more up in the air. And thank God for Daniel Holdings. Thank God for Jesse, the guys that are, you know, being raised up under me. And ladies and gentlemen, these guys deal with real crap. I mean, I'm sorry for the word crap, but life-threatening crap. So the reason we know what is being told, remember, the whole world lies in the evil one. Every single player on the world stage, it's either the spirit of the living God behind him or the spirit of the devil behind him. There's two seeds. It's Genesis 3:15. I guarantee you, Doug, that the cock-a-doodle-doo people in the pulpits, how's that for being kinder and gentler? In other words, the chickens are not talking about the war that's even in front of our eyes, because everybody's promising a future with no way of telling you how to get to that future, which does not exist in the Bible. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. And you've been saying this for some time. Go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, I'm looking right now and I'm trying to get it in real time. And so I apologize, I'm looking down. But some people say, well, why don't you turn loose the results you've got already so we can see what you see? Well, number one, you didn't pay the price. Number two, you don't understand what goes into the project. You don't understand contextual accuracy or contextual comparison. And I didn't either until, you know, I thought that this symbol equals A. That's not it. A lot of people like China's character language, there's an argument. Is it 90,000 or 128,000 characters? Well, remember, if we find something that looks semi-Chinese, we have to, and the supercomputers do this, is compare a symbol against an ancient character. And they're, you know, for instance, and most people don't know this, in hieroglyphics, there's only 700 hieroglyphs, okay, the Egyptian writing. And by the way, I posted an article that was about a piece of an asteroid found in, oh, I forget where it was found, in the United States in 1908, and it had symbols and imagery on it. And I think that was on my website yesterday. And if I could call up, I don't think we have the time, but what was interesting, the alien on the far right, this is from Mars. And I don't think anybody has ever explained more clearly, thank God for Daniel Holdings being linear in the preparing my, oh, good night, one of the presentations at Branson's conference, the position of Mars, not only the position, not only its orbital plane in relation to Jupiter and the planet Rahab, which was destroyed, Rahab, R-A-H-A-B, Astra to the Greeks. But what was interesting, Doug, it was a piece of an asteroid with some of the same alien imagery that Jesse in the Gen 16 turned up in Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Because again, one of the Harvard physicists, he's saying, look, this UMA, I don't know, that's not how you pronounce it, but that's as close as I'm going to come, is not just something that, you know, is just a random asteroid. No, it's a guided event. And then you've heard, only people on that ever heard this story were those of you who were on the Hagman's program when Jesse was on telling about his encounter with the almost asteroid-like looking spacecraft that was suspended in the air with nothing under it. It was suspended in a magnetic field. And that's a real story. But people won't believe anything except the lie of the enemy. And so when Jesus again says the whole world lies in the evil one, that's true. But when you do right in the sight of the Lord, if you have just measures, President Putin, if you basically are saying to the rest of the world, we want to trade on a fair and equal basis, that infuriates the central bankers. And by the way, the central bankers, the Western bankers, were the ones that overthrew Russia, Tsar Nicholas, you know, in whatever, 1914. So I don't think people understand the level of supernatural evil that's taking place in the world right now. And in my opinion, Doug, we are at the end of the age. I can't tell you how far we're at into it. I can only say this, and I'm going to say this every time. When the Antichrist is publicly revealed, God's two witnesses, and they are Enoch and Elijah. And, you know, people argue with, well, who is the two witnesses? Well, evidently, the federal agents that just about drove Gary Cole insane. And I'm sorry, but they just about killed the guy. And they put him over the edge. The only thing they were worried about is when they interrogated him, is who are the two witnesses? Where are the two witnesses? Now, why would federal agents do that at that time to Gary Cole? By the way, that's the same time we were talking about Dr. Santilli's telescope that using offset reflector lenses, you could see the spirit world. Well, we made the big mistake of saying he was going to be at Branson. And I said a lot of federal agents are going to get very nervous. You bet. And so the bottom line is Dr. Santilli had the boy show up and basically said, you do, you're dead. That's a real story. He fled to Europe after that incident.
Wow. Steve, we got about 3 minutes left. I'm just going to leave it. You've got the last 3 minutes, the last words. Folks, go to stevequayle.com. Make sure you get his private briefings because it is vital, I believe, especially now. And, hey, a man is worthy of his hire. I believe that 100%. So,
and I want to thank everybody, Doug. If I could say anything, I want to thank all of you who are believers that have been praying for me, my health, my safety. You know, over the last 3 years, I've had some, let's just say this, not so exciting times. I still remember being on oxygen, you know, doing some podcasts and interviews. But by the grace of God, I am not free to share with you what's happened the last couple of weeks. I just can't do it. But it's in an answer to your prayers and intercession that I'm even on here. And it's not melodrama. The point is that I got to tell you something. God is gracious. I believe he's faithful, Doug, and allowing your platform. And thank you very much for the grace you've shown me. But I want to thank all of you that pray for my safety. I want to thank all of you that pray for my family's safety. I want to thank all of you that have been praying for my health to come back. The cough I now have is based on some, you know, heart medicine. I got to take it. And it's blood pressure medicine. And, you know, I'm aware of the dangers of all that stuff. But I'm also, you know, I'm just at God's mercy. And I want to thank everybody. And I want you to all know this. This is not a game. We are actively in World War III now in both the natural realm and the supernatural realm. And you're going to see more and more reports of portals opening, of stargates opening, of preternatural events, of crypto, in essence, monsters, and the things of men's nightmares are now coming into people's lives. And they can argue politically, they can argue spiritually, but there's only one name above every other name that can banish the devils of hell and send every fallen angel to his eternal lake of fire. And that is at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I can't say it any clearer.
I don't think you need to. I think that was clear, quite clear. And I thank you for that. And folks, please keep praying for Steve's health. We appreciate, I appreciate the prayers from my friend. Steve, you're looking good. Thank you. Thank you for the information download today. It was a fantastic show, information-filled show. And I appreciate you, as does everyone else.
Thank you, Doug. And if Eric can put some of those links to the, in the podcast, it would really help everybody get a better
Hagman,
feel.
Right. Hagman PI, open up the program description box. The links will be there, including the link to stevequayle.com. All right. God bless you, my friend. Have a good day.
Thank you, Doug.
All right.